Peace, kings and queens. You are now rocking with the best podcast here, Living Black. I am your host, JD, of course. I'm here with a beautiful brother.
Young Yarame.
Exactly. We were supposed to be here with another brother as well. You understand what I'm saying? He is not here. You know what I mean?
He was?
Well, no, he wasn't supposed to be here. I'm just saying it like, because I'm about to get in. I'm about to tap in. This is our last show.
Oh.
I'm about to tap into everything.
Oh, okay.
So this is our last show for a little bit. We're going to take a little hiatus, if you will. Just a podcast. Not necessarily the brand, of course not. Mm-hmm. We still here. But just for the podcast, we're going to take a little little 3 months something. Just to reevaluate some things. Are we a music podcast? Are we a lifestyle podcast? Are we a pop culture podcast? Whatever type of podcast this is, you already know what it is. It's in Living Black. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? But we're gonna take some time off, reevaluate. You know what I mean? But before we get into all that, how's your week?
My week has been really good. To be honest, it's probably the best week I had in a while.
Best week you had? You had some sex?
No.
Oh, my bad.
I just spent a lot of time with myself. You know what I'm saying? Just went out a couple of times on some dolo missions.
Dolo missions? What did you do?
I went to the MoMA earlier this week.
Okay.
There was an exhibit there. They're having it's like a black architecture exhibition.
Yeah, I saw no invite on that one, son. That was cool.
Yeah, it wasn't really about anybody else.
Yeah, it was about
respectfully. I just had to get up myself, you know what I mean? I wasn't trying to kick it with nobody.
I understand.
So I went there, spent a nice little day at the MoMA. And yesterday I went out because it was a gorgeous day yesterday.
1,000%.
So I had to go. I was not going to go out.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So what'd you do?
I went to Soho. And just, you know what I mean, some light shopping, walked through Little Italy, got some pizza, and just kicked it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, it was...
As a vibe, have you done that before?
What you mean?
Like, just go on dolo missions yourself for a whole week?
I've done it before, but I want to do it more often, though, you know what I'm saying? Just to bring some kind of, like, good energy and peace into my life.
Yeah, because you've been in your feelings lately all day. Oh,
no. I don't know about my feelings, no.
Or emotional, if you will.
No.
No, that's not what it is.
No. I just feel like I need to be by yourself. Keep myself stimulated. Bring myself some good energy, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like I just need to be.
Niggas around you was giving you bad energy.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't be around anybody to give me bad energy anyways, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
I'm just looking for shit that like makes me feel better on a more consistent basis.
I understand.
So I just had to get out.
Respectfully.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, my week was chill. My week was cool. Didn't necessarily do anything. I definitely went out yesterday. Yesterday was beautiful. If you was in New York City, you was definitely outside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nice little 80-degree weather, really.
Right.
80-degree weather. Definitely T-shirt weather. It was cool. It was calm. I didn't really do nothing yesterday, though. I just went out. Obviously went to the gym. You know the vibes. After that, went to Flatbush. My whole ILB hat flew off. My head, the wind was that crazy.
It was windy. My shit almost flew off yesterday, too.
My shit flew off, so I don't know where it's at.
Oh,
it's
you lost probably, it?
Yeah, it's gone. I don't know where it's at. Like, it flew off. I looked back. There was nothing there.
Damn.
So, somebody
picked it up.
Yeah, somebody in Flatbush. That shit probably in Park Slope by now, how crazy that wind was.
Damn.
Because that wind was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Shit blew my shit clean off. And it was secure to my head, too, at that. But... it is what it is, man. Had a good day, man. Just had to sweat. I mean, I ain't have too much on. Like, it was windy, so I ain't want to, like, go too crazy with no shirts and shit. Just wanted to keep it calm. I was supposed to go out, but I didn't. Plans ended up not happening. So it is what it is. Yeah. But I feel like I did something else this week, too. Man, I just went to the gym, man. I've been in the gym for real. That's my sacred shit. Same way you be doing your shit with the art and shit. I be doing the same thing, but like I don't be looking. I'm up to date on galleries and exhibits and shit like that. I just go when I go. Feel what I'm saying? So, but as far as like the gym is really my place where I just like block the world out for a nice 2 hours and shit like that, and not respond to niggas.
Word.
You know what I mean? Unless some shit come in my head that I might, you know what I mean? Write, jot some shit down. Here's the thing: I don't got nothing to talk about. I ain't put nothing on the shit. I don't know if you did.
Nah.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't have nothing to necessarily talk about, but this is the last episode of In Living Black for a while. I was going to tap into, like, you know, why niggas might, like, niggas are stepping away and shit like that. If you want me to start first, I'll start first.
Okay.
Okay, but, like, But like before we get into that, before we get into that, I'm gonna start the pod off with a new song by Gallant Man, episode 163. There will not be a second episode this week. We're gonna go this shit straight through. Chemical Romance. Episode 163, man. Living Black, you already know the vibes, man. We here. So yeah, man, get right into it. You know, as many of you that may know, if you've been listening, if you're a new listener, what's up? What's the vibes? Just listen back to our older episodes to you know what I mean, to tap in or, you know what I mean, get a taste of what the vibes is and shit like that. I promise you, we get crazy. Just to tap in, I was like, yo, like, you know what I mean? The podcast feels like it needs some resurgence, right? It needs some resurgence. It needs some vibes, some flavor. We've been podding not off and on, but for like a long time. You know what I mean? Even during the pandemic, we've been dropping like digital episodes or whatever, that Zoom episodes and shit like that. How terrible that might have been. You know what I mean? Or sound quality-wise, I'm not sure. But we definitely been doing that. So, like, I think now, like, it's just time for, like, some, like, fresh flavor. Try to bring some fresh flavor on the pod. Not too long ago with an addition, shit didn't work out, unfortunately. Sucks for him, not for us. It is what it is, you know what I mean? On this roller coaster that we call, you know what I mean, life, shit happens, you know what I mean? So, but I figured, like, yo, it's time for us to, like, you know, step away from the magic. You know what I mean? Just get some, like, new flavor, get some new experiences, get some new life up in this shit. You know what I mean? Probably come back with some, like, real co-hosts that want to stay, that are mature. You understand what I'm saying? That are real cool and shit like that. You know what I mean? Just to get the vibes back. Also might be in a different situation. You know what I mean? We might not be here at Gotham. We might not be here in the studio. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Things of that nature. It is what it is at the end of the day. I think it's just a time just to, like, you know what I mean, step away and just, like, reevaluate some shit if we decide to come back. How you feel?
Facts.
Okay. That's it. That's all you got.
I mean, you said a bunch of me that to that. I agree.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know if you had, like, any other takes about it. Like, have you feel any other way about it?
Nah, I feel the same.
Okay.
I feel the same way.
Okay. What you want to tap into now?
I mean, a lot of music just came out.
Yeah, a lot of music.
Yeah, I figured might as well get into music a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they said we a music podcast. I'm not sure.
Do they say that? Who says that?
I don't know who says that.
But I never said that.
I know you never said that. What podcast are we? What type of podcast?
So we talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly. I think that's just what that is, right?
Like, who cares? Does the shit need a label? Do we need to be in a category? Who gives a fuck?
I mean, listen.
Because you like it, you want to hear what you got to say. So if you want to spend a whole hour talking about politics, you're going to rock. If not, it's cool. Yeah. Music, whatever, I don't care. Mm. I don't care, like, what you want to hear. We're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Well, they got to care what we got. Well, like, we got to care what they want to hear.
No.
What you mean, no?
My thing is, we talk about what we're going to talk about.
And of course, always.
And if you don't want to listen,
right,
so be it.
Yeah.
I ain't forcing niggas.
No, you can't force nobody.
Niggas just throwing damn near threes into this shit.
We gotta figure. We gotta get the, you know what I mean, the listeners. You know what I mean? Sure. Even more listeners.
Sure.
That's how we get paid.
Sure.
So then that's when we gotta figure out. Okay, all right. What do they want to listen to? You don't think so? Anyway, man, I don't know what type of podcast it is, man. But we just do what we do, man. We talk about shit we love. How about that?
Of course.
First and foremost, before we really tap into that music shit. The spikings of like Asian hate crime has been absolutely crazy. I'm not sure what's going on in the atmosphere. I'm not sure what's the energy right now. I've seen like, you know, a lot of Asian Americans speak out about this injustice, and I'm all for that. You know what I mean? Here's the thing though, what I don't like is when like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not gonna name names, but an Asian person told me personally, like, yo, like it's black people too. Here's the thing, I don't like that.
What's black people too?
Like black people don't hate crimes towards Asians.
Okay.
But I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, let's hold accountability, right? We're gonna hold accountability. Black people, white people, brown, purple, blue, doesn't matter. We all got a couple of eggs that are rotten. That's gonna do some bad things.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, right? We're gonna take that accountability for sure. But for majority of the black people, I know for sure we don't move like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't even see that shit in the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Now you might see a couple of black people make some stereotypical jokes. Does that make it right? No, of course not. But racist or like going as far as doing some hateful shit to an Asian person, it's not one of them. At least for the majority of us. Now, what I need Asians to also do, because I heard like he also explained to me, is making Asians in Asia not want to support BLM, which is Black Lives Matter. Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because if that makes you not want to support BLM, that means you was never really supporting. True or not?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It means you just not so you really wasn't supporting Black Lives Matter. So that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Hold accountability for yourself, Asians, that, you know, blacks are targeted a lot in Asia. That's India. That's China. That's Japan. So let's just like not point fingers when we all have one common enemy, is what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? The common enemy is obviously because we ain't, when y'all came to San Francisco, we ain't shit on y'all. When you came to New York, we ain't shit on y'all. We ain't do none of that. It's the whites. It's the whites that continue to shit on y'all. It's the whites that continue to do that, like they doing it to us. Hate crime all around. Now, I think this what this is, you know, what I not appreciate, because that's not the right word. But what I like about during these times is that, like, okay, now it's time for us to come together now. Okay, now you realize that you're not the outside. You're not an outside party. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in this. Blacks, browns, Asians, however you want to, like, dice them up, we're all the same in this regard, that whites just like whites. And when I say whites, I ain't talking about regular white people that aren't racist. I'm talking about whites that are racist. You see what I'm saying? Whites gonna be whites, and whites like whites. They get along with whites, and they just want to see a white society. So now it's time for us to come together. Let's band together. Let's create some dope shit together. You know what I mean? Show our vibes. Fuck them. They the third party. Period. You know what I'm saying? No pointing fingers, because when we point fingers, here we go again. Division. Now that's not how we gonna move forward in this life. You know what I mean? We're not gonna move forward the right way. You feel what I'm saying?
Why did that person say that? Why did they say it's blacks too?
Like, what? Well, because it? I said these damn whites.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's blacks too. At first, it didn't take me back, but I just said I haven't been seeing any stories about that. And then proceeds to show me mad vids. Okay, granted, there's black people that's gonna do things. There's videos of black people doing things to black people. There's videos of black people doing things to white people. Don't matter. Black people gonna do things just like white people gonna do things. Asians gonna do their thing and shit like that of that nature. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be pointing. It's like pointing fingers thing. You know what I mean? Is what I take issue to. You know what I mean? But we got to remember, like, we got to focus on one issue, because you can't have two enemies. Now, let me know if you feel like black people are your enemies now. You understand what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, which I do feel like a lot of Asians think, like, you know what I mean, black people, because of the perception of, you know, Western civilization, of like what they deem us as, you know what I mean, monsters, animals, whatever. So like their perception usually are like black people are violent people and things of this nature. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So like, but let me know if you feel that, if you still feel that same way. You know what I mean?
And there is history between black people and Asian people of, you know, just not getting along all the time. Like
1,000.
We've been at, you know, quote unquote war at some points in history.
Oh, for sure.
But my thing is like with him saying that, I think when you say like it's blacks too, it's like it's almost like you're defending the white people who was attacking you in the first place.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, all right, there's mad videos and cases that recently that we see white people are the ones attacking you. But you saying it's blacks too, it's like, yeah, but like don't focus on them. Let's focus on everybody else who's also against it. It's like, I don't understand the point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you could be attacked by mad people. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't, like at the end of the day, your people's under attack, so it don't matter who's doing it. You trying to figure out how to stop it, mm-hmm. and how we could get to a common ground. Mm-hmm. So like you saying this black suit, it's just it kind of like I don't get it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and when I read it back, it was very offensive. I don't know how they like even like take account for that in that moment, like, because I would have checked him, but I felt like it was too late to check him in that moment. And when I read it back, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it was too late to check that. But hockey, I still want somebody that's, you know what I mean, that's an Asian person that could just come here and then have a conversation with us, no matter how long, even when we come back from this hiatus, you know what I mean? I would love to have that dialogue, you know what I mean, that conversation, because it's important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I feel like that's how we start building bridges, you know what I mean? And then, like, we all move as one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about everybody of color. Because like when we realize like, yo, we all have one common enemy, that's when shit gonna really start fucking cracking. Like blacks already know the vibes, Asians possibly know the vibes, but when we get together, Hispanics know the vibes. When we get together, wow, watch out. Native Americans know the vibes, watch out. Wow, it's special. You know what I mean? Because it's way too much racism, or not racism. I don't like to say that because, excuse me, they don't really hold positions of power, but like. Excuse me. The ignorance behind everything is just too much. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, that was my shit. What type of music you want to get into? There's like some R&B shit that dropped. Or you talking about hip hop?
Everything.
I listen
to it all.
You listen to all?
I listen to it all.
Serpent with Feet. You listen?
I definitely did.
How you into it?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot, actually.
Yeah, it was a good project. Good project.
You got some joints on that, like, for real.
Yeah, he caught me off guard with Wood Boy, for sure. Caught me off guard. He was going a little crazy, but I understand. Mm-hmm. Gay man, of course. Caught me off guard, though. Serpent with Feet, good project.
My boy, you saw my boy Sanfa is got a few writing credits on there, too.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Man, and, like, he came in on the last joint, too, Fellowship. You can hear his voice.
Yeah.
My boy Sir Clouds is on there.
Sir Clouds is crazy.
Sanfa, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought Sanfa was, like, you know what I mean, gone. So he's going from the existence.
He's around somewhere.
I-Tape, Vic Mensa.
Nope.
Didn't listen. Do you care to?
I don't.
All right, there we go. Vic Mensa, last tape, I think it was V-Tape maybe. That was a pretty good project. I'm going to listen to this I-Tape. Just haven't got the chance to. You know what I mean? Shout out to Tish. I see Tish Hyman probably on there. I like that. That's into that. Gallant, Neptune, that dropped. Did you listen?
Yeah.
How you feel about it?
That was all right.
I like the project.
I wasn't into it too much. I really like the Van Jess song a lot.
Yeah, Van Jess song was really good. His and that Brandy song was really good. Mm. Dynamite. But my favorite song was Chemical Romance. I had like a take with this project too. Like I feel like he was trying to go like old R&B like vibes. Like, you know what I mean? Like a 2000s, yep. Early 2000s vibe.
Most of.
And I just didn't think his voice adapted to that very well. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Chemical Balance, though, I mean, Chemical Romance is probably one of those songs that you could, like, all right, cool. I see what you did, and you did it well. But it's cool. It's a cool project. It's a cool project. You listen for some nice R&B music that to play in the background. Yeah. It's cool.
That's cool.
What else you got?
Shout out to Flea Lord. Flea Lord dropped his first joint of the year with DJ Muggs.
Okay.
Ram LZ, you know what I mean? You know Farrakh do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That Farrakh shit you posted on your story too is kind of fly.
Oh, yeah, the crate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a pop-up going on today and tomorrow. They dropped a new collection.
Yeah. You gonna get something?
I might cop something. I might cop like a pair of sweatpants or something.
Where's it at? In Farrakh?
Nah, it's in, it's down there by fucking Fulton or whatever.
Fulton, Manhattan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Somewhere around there, like some gallery or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Yeah, shout out to the crate. Shout out to Farrakh. We doing big things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's Flea Lord. Earlier in the month, I think, I forgot to shout this. Probably like last month, Rome Streets and DJ Muggs project is really dope. Death and the Magician, mm-hmm. One of the best rap projects. Well, one of my favorite rap projects to come out this year so far.
Okay.
Check that out. Shit. Jay Worthy and Shy have dropped the EP, No Sleep for the Wicked. Tight. Tech from Smith & Wesson dropped earlier this month. Rap project.
Mm-hmm.
Tight. And yeah, that's it. Oh, and matter of fact, I want to shout out this new artist I just came across, matter of fact, too. Her name is Charmaine. She's from Canada.
Okay.
And she got a song called Woo. It's probably like my favorite song right now.
Woo?
Woo, yep. Shout out to Charmaine from Canada.
Charmaine from Canada. Let's see what that... Yeah, it's just saying. Called Woo? That's crazy.
It's called Woo.
Charmaine. Let's see if I get her name here.
I'm really into her vibe.
Let's see if I can get her name. Charmaine, okay. She a black girl, you know. Pretty. Boom.
She with the vibe. Living black. Yeah, he know he just a number and he good with that. Play along, cause he know I got a super wet. It's a bad bitch affair and he knew that. If you can't hit it right, where your crew at? I need a nigga with a tongue like a mold. Stroke game that gon' put me in a coma. Got a bitch, but shit, I don't owe her. Treat him like my son, put that nigga in a stroke. I'ma take it like a bandit, yeah. Keep it up, can you manage, yeah. Throw it back, give it back, yeah. Tag me in, I'ma tag back, yeah. Only 12 rounds, hitting back to back. Only 12 rounds, can you handle that? Need a big dog for my tiny cat. From the windows to the walls to the welcome mat. Wow.
She went crazy.
Yep.
So, Canadian rapper, Charmaine. Shout out to Charmaine.
Yeah, I think she got a project coming out next week.
Okay.
Tap in.
Who else we got here? That's all you got? Shelly, FKA Drum, changed his name. Drum. The yeah. singer Drum changed his name to Shelly, FKA Drum.
Is his name Shelly?
His name is Shelly.
Word?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know what Drum is on, and I don't care. This music that he's dropping as of recently is absolutely fantastic. That song, Exposure, is amazing. He's tapping into an R&B bag, and I'm fucking with it. The Lay Down shit, obviously niggas know what that song is. Lay Down with her and Watt. That Cooking with Grease, did you hear? You hear any?
Nah.
Yeah, man, it's not reaching the surface. I don't like that. But he's really on his R&B bag. Like, I'm going to play a song, man. Exposure, man. This shit is crazy. Play this shit in the background somewhere, man. I don't know when this shit dropping, but soon. Let me love you inside out and outside in. Let me touch your soul before I touch your skin. Ooh, that's real on. Expose yourself to me. You have my consent. I wanted to see what lies underneath. Cause beauty to me is more than skin deep. The woman of my dream. Right here in real life. Right there when I sleep. Every memory. Everything, and I just want to be your man. Ooh. And I already think I am. And I want to be the best of friends. First, you gotta let me love you inside out and outside in. That's that shit right there, buddy. That's that shit right there. How you feel about that?
Sounded good.
Nah, this is R&B, bro. That's an R&B shit. Like, I've been wanting this shit from Drum. I ain't gonna lie. His second project wasn't, like, what it needed to be. Because, you know, he was on that fun shit, Broccoli and shit, all that other bullshit was on.
Broccoli.
And that, I think that project dropped in 2016. So it's been a while for this man.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, you know what I mean? I don't know what, let me see what record label he signed to, too. He signed to Atlantic. So that's pretty, like, that's pretty different. Like, if you signed to that type of label, you should be, you know what I mean, one of them dudes. Usually, but unless they put him in the back burner because his other shit didn't, you know what I mean, do as well when he released a couple of singles here and there throughout the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now he got a reemergence. Shelly, FKA Drum.
And Cardi, like, has been the main focus on Atlantic for the past few years.
Almost 1,000%. So. Her and Bruno Mars, possibly. Yeah, ain't thinking about
it. Drum ain't getting no play over there.
Yeah, he's also signed to Empire, too, so I don't know if that's, like, anything. But, yeah, I know Drum, but, like, I feel like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody that has, like, that type of talent should be at least on some, like one of the top five artists you kind of pay attention to. I think he deserves that type of recognition.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he makes really good songs. He can really sing, and he can write well.
Right.
Let me see what else I've been tapped into. I've been tapped into some grime music. Jabari hates it, but I love it. You know what I mean?
Grime music.
Grime, come on.
Yo, this one's for the gunman.
This for the gunman, damn.
Get me.
Yo, you gotta play this. If you work it out, you gotta play this, man. I swear to God, y'all.
You get me?
This shit get you through.
Yeah. That's how the shotgun sounds.
Yo,
that's how that Mac 10 sounds.
Yo, Barry's going to hate this whole song, and that's fine with me though. But this shit is a record. I don't know, man. I kind of wish I was in London just to see the vibe on that motherfucker. I just want to see if this shit being played.
Wait. That's how the Nina sounds.
Wait.
And when he drops to the ground, man, go and gear more rounds. That's how the shotgun sounds. That's how that Mac 10 sounds.
Wait.
That's how the Nina sounds.
Wait.
And when he drops to the ground, man, go and gear more rounds. I'm in a group chat with bros, bored. You done more drills.
The man them
just got. I didn't mean to. We just need some more kills. On the verge of making a milli, I just need some more deals. But I still put them on ATV and that's one that ain't got for wheels, man. Hop out the Bentayga, let this gang raise up, man. Done it for less. Man, hop out the Bentayga and point the laser left side of his chest.
Digga D, boy.
Who is this?
Digga D.
All right.
Gunman Sound. That shit is hard, bro. I ain't gonna hold niggas.
Digga
that shit is
D.
Digga D, man. Digga D, made in Pyrex. You better chill. Made nigga, in the Pyrex.
I'm about to make a grime record, nigga. If this is what these niggas do, I'm about to make a grime record myself.
This, but like, it's crazy. Kinda, but like, that's where, isn't that where our grime music came from too as well?
Yeah, but I should better.
As, no, we're like, okay. We could definitely make that type of case, but I feel like.
Facts.
The original type of grime give me that more of an energy. Like, I believe these niggas. And it possibly because I'm not even from there, so it's different.
You understand
what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So you watch a couple of shows here and there and shit like that, but like, not even just Top Boy, but like, you know, other shows that they be having on Netflix, Hulu, about, you know, the things that's going on in London and shit. And it's just like, yo, they wild boys out there. So it's just like, it's super believable that these niggas is really about that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a vibe. It's more of like an energy thing to me. Like, I feel like I would dare go to a London club and I want to experience this.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, here it's different. Like, it's cool. It's good. It's good.
Yes.
It's a vibe.
Yes.
You're going to get lit. You're going to repeat every word. You know the vibes.
Cool.
But here, I just like, it's like more of an energy thing. Like, the beat is more of like an energy. Like, came in. Like, you know what I mean? It just sounds more impactful to me. And it could, mainly because probably it's the original vibes. You know what I mean?
I'm going to make a record.
You going to make a record? How
about I start it?
Yeah.
Me and the man them in a two-door. Pull up in the spot with a 4x4.
Nigga, what? Easy. 2 bars right there, nigga. 2 bars right there down. You know what I'm saying?
Yo!
Me and Amando in the two-door.
What?
Yo. Yo. In 5 minutes, I come with 6 bars over top. Crazy?
Yo, I need that. We need that shit. I'll play a grind beat right now.
You better stop playing me.
Yo!
Matter of fact, I'm playing a grind beat. I'm playing a grind beat right now. Let me see if I play a grime type beat.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, let me get that grime type.
What?
Let me get that grime type. Let me see. Hold up. Let me see. These niggas out here lying. Okay, boom.
Tonight?
Stop giving me them ads. I need these niggas to stop giving me ads. Would you ever get YouTube Plus?
I've used like premium.
Yeah.
I've thought about it mad
times. I thought
about
it completely.
So just to get rid of ads? I thought about
I'm
it.
I'm tired of this shit.
How much like, is it? Was it $10?
I don't know, bro, but I'm about to get rid of this.
Yeah, I thought about it a lot.
This is shit right here. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's ball.
True hippie.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Yeah. With a mandem, big ting. Whoa, yeah, whoa, go. Me and the mind of a 2x4, hop in the clock with a 4x4. I see a ting and I see her ting, and in the.
Yo,
big ting back to the crib. Big. Yo,
don't have me in London, nigga. Don't have me in London, nigga.
Nah.
Fuck is wrong with
you
these
just
niggas,
made
man?
This pod go gold, nigga. Platinum.
Fuck
this
is wrong
shit
with you,
man. Platinum. That shit was hard.
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
Let me write to that shit. I'll come back, nigga. I'll come back. We might have to delay the hiatus.
Yeah,
I'll come back next
come
week.
Come back next week.
Write
that.
To that shit on the pod.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go crazy.
That
I might put a record out.
Funny. You might put a record out.
I'm putting a record
funny,
out.
That would be funny. If you put a record out, imagine.
A grime record?
And you popped off too?
Oh, yo.
That would be crazy.
Yo.
That was actually really good.
We out of here now. You know what I'm saying?
He was on that flow. He was in that pocket.
We out of here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. Hold on now. Nah. Now we got test vibes. Now we got test vibes. I'm here with you now.
Yo.
Now we got test vibes.
Nah.
Let me see what this doing. Let me see what we doing.
Don't make sense.
Oh, this bitch whispering. Oh, yeah. Got it like, that's what it sound like. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo. Mm-hmm.
Yarra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a block with a food. Looking for moods. Give me a ting. A stubborn root. I come on a block. With my Jordans.
Yo, I'm coming too, bro.
Nah, let me start, nigga.
I'm catching the flow, though, nigga. I'm in the pocket. I'm in the pocket, though.
You in the pocket.
What is you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
What is this?
Talk to me. Yo, Skep, what we doing?
Nah, Skepta.
Nah, let me stop.
Idiot,
let me stop fucking around with y'all,
man. Let me stop, man. No more beats
with these niggas, man.
Not for free, man.
Yeah, I can't give for free.
Nah, you can't give for free.
Pay me for that.
Y'all niggas don't
you
got to
pay, y'all mean.
That shit was crazy. Nigga had his mic. This nigga had his mouth close to the mic, too. Like, he was really.
You know what I'm saying? I'm here,
yeah, he was here. Hip-hop. Real
hip-hop, man. Real hip-hop shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. That was actually pretty good. I'm not even mad at that.
Yo, what's up?
I'm not even mad at that.
Yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you're an idiot, bro. Oh, God, you is.
I got some UK shit you could play, though. Some UK vibes.
Georgia?
No. George Smith? No. Not Georgia Smith.
Okay.
My nigga Chip.
Oh, yeah, I love Chip.
Party I Keep. That's the... Let me tell you something about this record right here. Man, it's a shame that niggas ain't outside at parties. You can't hear this and not, you know what I mean? Like, Party Keep is the best party record out right now. I'm trying to tell you.
This nigga listened to his last project, too.
Get familiar. Sure. My nigga Chip. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Party I Keep. Boom.
It's the one.
We here, man. London, I see you.
Come on, London.
We here.
Talk to me.
I love that grime shit. Invite us.
That's the shit.
Let's do a show.
Get your waistlines acty right now, you hear?
Come on.
Yeah, party I keep. Back about 10 by 12 we are reach. Everybody want drink, nobody want drive. So we pull up in a Uber, I had this and me. Blouse and skeet. This your girl want take off her blouse and beat. Yeah. Me doggy, me sparry, just fought me a drink. Him say chip all your feel, me say nice and sweet. Nice and sweet.
Come on.
Me fendi sit nice with me jeans. Me baby for me step out, me nice and clean. Nice and clean. Every man be go with, every girl around we. Them boy they say them a bit, them not nice not, like me.
One bag of Germans,
them not fly yeah. like me. So we party on a weekday, even though we're working. Cash converting, dollars and sterling. Champagne a bus, we are flex cause we're earning. Goody man city, young baller call me Sterling. Sleep in a penthouse, cruising a German. Say she have a man, well, she not look certain. Come with your girl them, leave with the man them. Tell your baby daddy if you move, you can't stand him. And say, yo, pop party I keep. Buck about 10 by 12, we are reach. Everybody want drink, nobody want drive. So we pull up in a Uber, I had this and leave. Blouse and skip, me say blouse and skip.
Wow.
That's it.
That's the vibe right
that's
there.
That's the one.
I see what y'all
just.
Oh, I ain't mean to do that.
Give behind some.
See,
that,
I see that vibe.
Come on.
I see that vibe.
That's sweaty party vibes right there. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
Stink.
Yeah.
I mean, you lit.
Damn, why you gotta be stink, though?
Nah, because you're gonna smell a little bit. You might smell a little bit. You sweating and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Niggas, the party is super high. You in the basement. Yeah, niggas are smoking crazy all in that. The back. You know what I mean? Last, you just go crazy. You might take your shirt off.
You said what? You might take your shirt off?
You might take your shirt off.
But, like, you know, I've been working out, so it's cool. I'm cool with that.
Take your shirt off. Yeah. Show some. Show the pecs.
I'm cool with that.
You know what I'm
cool
saying?
With that. You know what I mean?
Show it off or whatever.
You know what I mean? I'm cool with that.
Crazy that one.
I'm going crazy this summer. Summertime, we outside.
Yeah, we outside.
I had a little taste of summer last, yesterday.
Yep.
If you was in the New York area, man, that shit was beautiful. I really want to know.
It's gorgeous.
If niggas was outside in tank tops and shorts, did you see that?
I saw shorts.
I saw tank tops.
I saw shorts.
I was just offended, honestly.
Tank tops is a bit much, to be honest.
Tank tops is really a bit much. Tank tops, I don't think you should be wearing until it's like 85.
Yeah, at the very least. I mean, come on.
At 85 to 90, for sure. Tank top, shorts, it all.
Yeah.
But like a 75 to 79-ish.
It's not.
With wind?
With wind.
With wind. Like a lot of wind.
Yeah, no.
It's just not worth it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know niggas get excited.
No. Yeah, they excited, do get excited. You know, yeah, but like, no. It wasn't any black people that was doing that too, by the way. I ain't see any black people. I was, you know what it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what else? No music. No more else. Nothing else.
I think that's it.
I think that's it for me, man.
I think that's it for me.
I just want to play this Bryson Tiller song because, by the way, I was giving Bryson Tiller flack, man. But I listened to that Deluxe, man.
It's all right?
Yeah, man, he got something on here. It's not on a Deluxe project. It's on the original shit. If you want to listen to it, you can listen to it. But the Deluxe is good. The whole project is good. Anniversary Deluxe, whatever. It's good. Mm. This song right here, I don't know why this ain't blow up. It's the last song I'm playing too, because it's too much editing on some YouTube bullshit. Before I play that shit, the girls outside recently has been top notch.
Talk about it.
No, like beautiful woman outside.
My lord.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you're looking beautiful. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing.
Please.
Respectfully, of course.
Respectfully,
of course.
Come on now.
I mean, I just keep seeing lots of ass.
I mean, why not?
Lots of ass, lots of titties.
Sure.
Lots of beautiful faces, natural.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Natural hair bouncing around.
Yes.
Chloe Bailey. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even know what she did recently.
I don't know.
Just don't. Why you doing that?
I don't know.
See, now we got to have a conversation.
Yeah, I got to talk to her.
I got to be like, yo, this is like, I'm here with you. Come on. Oh my God. I can't watch Grownish without thinking she my girl. I don't even know how Diggy got her. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let me play that song. That shit is hard, bro.
So can you make it here? Hope that you make it clear. Hate me away from here.
said I hate when you're away from here, so far away. Counting the days until you get here, waiting till you get here. Yes, you've been missed, baby, but it's fine, I'm okay. How much longer could it take? Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, I really think that should be like on some don't shit though. Like, that's how I feel about that song. Like, it gives me that same flavor.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It gives me that same flavor. Like, that and don't gives me the same flavor.
Mm.
To me, personally. But yeah, man, that's it for music. There's what? What you about to say?
I was gonna ask you a question.
Go ahead, Dax.
How do you feel about all these latecomers to the party that now they just now realize that Ari Lennox got sexy?
Oh yeah, I
like.
I don't know. I don't know because she works. She's working out.
She's working out.
I think that's what it is.
She might have lost a little weight, but now she has a lace front in her head. Now she's showing skin. Now all of a sudden she's sexy. When she was rocking natural hair and like just being her quirky self.
Yeah,
we like Ari, but she's not sexy. Yeah. But now she's sexy all of a sudden, right?
Did you think she was sexy?
Absolutely. Come on. Now.
Oh yeah, I know you did.
Remember the first time we saw Man America? I fell in love right then and there.
Me too, as well.
Like,
and then she was thicker too.
Natural hair. She had tight black jeans. I was like, no, I want you. Like,
for sure.
Like, you could ruin my life, and I'll be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, make me a single father. I'm perfectly fine.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, I didn't need to see under boob and like lace front waves and whatever.
Yeah.
But now, like, she tapping in.
She tapping in.
I was like, oh, Ari Lennox is crazy, man. She been crazy.
Yeah, she got to get her flowers. She got to get her flowers.
Get her flowers. But like, I'm a little bothered, though, by it. I'm a little bothered. Like, niggas don't notice black women until, like, they do something different to themselves.
That's true.
They don't take them in their natural state.
Yeah, that's true.
All these fucking frauds. Yeah, niggas don't like black women.
Oh, you tapping into something. What's happening?
Y'all niggas don't like black women. They don't like them until they look at everybody else.
Yeah.
And now she look at everybody else like, oh, she bad now.
I see. 1,000%.
She been bad.
Yeah. Because she's bad to everybody. So everybody's like now getting on the bandwagon. Right.
Now she got the IG model 101 lookbook. And she like everybody else, fuck out of here, man.
I feel like they say the same thing too. Like, girls hate that niggas love Chloe Bailey too the same way. You know what I'm saying? Because we just jumped on a bandwagon, if anything. But, like, she just tapped into something. She just tapped into something. She was always sexy. Always an attractive woman, 1,000%. Mm-hmm. We knew the vibes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But she stepped it up. She got crazy. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Ari Lennox. I think she just, like, stepped it up and went crazy. But I do agree with you, though, like, usually when a woman changes her appearance on, like fat ass or, like, gym-wise, you know, wig maybe, some weave, you know what I mean? She looking good. She taking a couple of beach pictures, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Showing the skin, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Probably some couple of pictures on her panties and shit like that. Now it's like, hold on now. Hold on. Wait. Was she like this forever? Yes, I know. I understand. 1,000%.
Same thing happened with SZA too. You know what I mean? SZA started putting some colorful wigs on. She started tapping into some. Niggas like, yo, SZA looking crazy.
SZA been sexy though. SZA been sexy. No ass, but fantastic, beautiful person. I don't know if she's a beautiful person, but like just looking at her, she looks beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I can't speak for these people.
Nah.
But I do agree with that though. Like, you kind of hate to see it. Same thing with Doja Cat before she was racist. Or whatever she is. You know what I mean? She tapped in to her sexy back. But I always thought, since that mood shit, she been fire to me.
Oh, yeah, because you could tell she hates.
Oh, she has
you
something.
You could tell she has
1,000, you could tell. What? Tell see, but that's real niggas just really looking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Observing the black woman.
Because we going to look.
Yeah.
Because we going to look.
Yeah, but we not observing the height now. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely
not. We don't fuck with the height.
We been here.
Been here.
We been down. Ari, don't worry about it. Fuck these niggas, man.
Yo, so if you was... I didn't know Ari Lennox was actually 30. What's she? She's like 30 something now. Like,
I think she's 30.
She's 30. I didn't know she was that old. I'm gonna be honest with you. Say if you was like in that position, like, would you date Ari Lennox?
I mean, I guess.
Like, would you like to holler at her?
I'll talk to her.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll talk to her regular. I'll play my bag.
Play your bag. Yeah, yeah. That is your bag. Keep forgetting.
I'll play my bag. You know, we know my bag is. You know what I mean? Like, it's Ari Lennox look like she'll be an ill homegirl to have. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was about to say.
She gives great vibes to me.
Like, I think you're sexy, but respectfully, I would love to just be your homie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love her personality. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just love it. You know what I mean? So we going to be tight because I like that type of shit.
Yeah.
And if, you know what I mean? Whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, happens.
You know
what I mean?
But like, I would love to just be in her circle though.
Yeah, yeah, for
like,
sure.
She seems like a just cool kick person. It, yeah, facts.
Make you laugh and shit.
I love to laugh.
I love to laugh, especially when a woman makes you laugh.
Oh, it's the best.
It's one of the best things ever. Isn't it?
I love a funny woman. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
when women are like that is like are legitimately funny.
Yeah, because you yourself aren't funny.
No, I'm hilarious.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought that's where he was going.
No, I'm hilarious. So like when I can find someone who matches my funny bone, I'm like, yo, like you're really dope. You know what I'm saying? I need you around a little
need you
more.
Around.
You know what I'm saying? Fact though. That's up there for me when it comes to women. I just love it for the funny women, I ain't gonna lie.
No, I understand. Absolutely. Respectfully.
Absolutely.
How we kicking this? I just had something in my head to discuss. Oh, the shootings, the recent shootings in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
Even Atlanta. We didn't discuss that Atlanta shooting as well. You know what I mean? 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The hate crime. How do you see, like, this projection of, like, where the world is going? Like, what do you see what's going on? You know what I mean? We just had an 80-degree weather in New York in March. You know what I mean? There's shootings everywhere. There's hate vibes everywhere. There's negative energy everywhere. What's your thoughts on everything?
I mean, I don't know, like, the number of mass shootings at this time right now compared to this time last year. But, I mean, there's always mass shootings in the country every year. At least recently there has been.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising to me. You know what I mean? And obviously, like, historically, as the weather gets better, violence goes up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are outside. People just get stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know, like, how to really stop it. And I feel like the country played itself. Either the country played itself or the country really, really just showed us how they feel years ago. Because when and I think it was Sandy Hook, whatever, when all the kids in the school were murdered by a shooter,
mm-hmm.
had that huge mass shooting,
mm-hmm.
and killed mad kids.
Yeah.
After that, when you don't change gun laws after that, then what do we expect?
You just don't care, honestly.
Like, we just be like, okay, like, we're cool with this now. You know what I mean? Like, you could just sit here and witness children get murdered for no reason. You know what I mean? A nigga walk into a school, kills kids.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, like, nothing changes?
Nothing changes, yeah.
All right, cool. We know who you are. You know what I mean? So, like, anything after that is, like, par for the course. You know what I mean? Like, shit. If we ain't gonna protect the babies, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the only way, nigga, this is gonna stop is if you deadass just make real changes to gun laws in this country. Other than that, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
And these conversations ain't gonna do shit. Cause the lawmakers ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact that nobody needs to own an assault rifle.
Yeah,
there's
nobody.
No need for that.
No need for that. No need for that.
You cannot justify that to me at all.
No civilian deserves to own an assault rifle.
And
I agree with
that.
You
got AR-15s for no reason.
For no reason.
Saying? Like, I don't understand it.
And mostly because they could just buy it, is what they say.
And what was this case in Colorado? Like the week before, they had reversed the gun laws or something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then son came in and
did
what he did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So it's like, what you expect? There's somebody everywhere that's like going to take it too far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to put shit in order to, like.
Because they sick too. They sick in
the head. All these niggas are sick.
Yeah.
All these niggas are sick. You know what I mean? And the fucking, what was it, like, the police commissioner or whatever in Colorado was like, he was racist and shit. And I forgot the story with him too, but I mean, I think he had. Oh, no, it was in Georgia.
It was in Atlanta. He had a sex addict or something.
And the police, he was also racist against Asians too. He had like tweets and shit or whatever. Like,
right.
Come on, it's from top to bottom.
It's,
you know what I'm saying? So if you don't do nothing for real, as far as laws are concerned, this is going to keep happening.
Because you know why they can't do nothing about the laws? Let's get into some conspiracy shit. Can't do nothing about the laws because, for real, the NRA kind of, like, dictates everything. You know what I'm saying? They control this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The government can't go against the NRA. They can't go against what the vibes is. Unfortunately, guns are a big thing in the capitalist society. You know what I'm saying?
Big business.
Big business. So they're not going to get rid of that. It's this and pharmaceutical vibes. They're not going to get rid of that. You know what I'm saying? That's not what they going to do. First of all, I just realized we got the all black going on here. So, did you realize that?
I didn't realize.
We're all black boys, right?
We got to do. We are all black right now.
All on black. That's crazy.
Beautiful.
And then you should have just had a Hennessy black right here on the table.
Whoa.
That would have been clutch.
You know, I ain't going to lie. I thought about getting a thotty.
A thotty. All thot juice.
Yeah.
You'd have been slur, bow, bing.
Just thought about
that, it. Yeah. But you haven't drank that in years.
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Back on track. Nah, but yeah, so like, it's never going to change because it can't. You understand what I'm saying? Like, these places control everything. The drug problems, like the fucking heroin and all of these things, that, which is also in your medication, right? But a lot of people don't know that. They can't, pharmaceutical vibe, government ain't going to control the pharmaceutical because the pharmaceutical controls government. You understand what I'm saying? Same way with the NRA and shit like that. These places control the government. You understand what I'm saying? So we kind of fucked. You know what I mean? We in a fucked up situation. There's, like Barry said, there's no reason nobody should be owning a fucking military grade weapon. But unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Even like a certain type of pistols that shoot like fucking a couple of bullets in like milliseconds. Yeah. It just don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can understand a revolver, if anything, or something like that. You know what I mean? One of those things, like, just in case you might have to protect yourself. You know what I mean? Because some people are just idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even to go as far as a shotgun. But like a assault rifle is absolutely carnage. You know what I'm saying? And it's bound to make people get violent. It is what it is. Guns got a particular way of just giving somebody that feels like they're powerless power. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And I think the white supremacists or like the head honchos that control this whole shit know that, and they want that shit, bro. Cool. You understand what I'm saying? Because you know what it is? It's like a cycle. It's more business. Because now the more bodies that go on the ground, the more. Because you know, like the I think somebody gets paid when somebody dies, and that's just a fact.
Damn right they do.
So like, it's just a cycle. Facts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, yeah. At the end of the day, we would love to see it changed, but it won't. You know what I mean? And it's just sad, man. Rest in peace to those lives lost in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado. Rest in peace to those lives lost in Atlanta, Georgia. It's very tragic. You about to pull up names?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have it on me.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's all right. We're not politically correct podcast, if you will. We already know this. Yeah. But, like, rest in peace to those lives lost. Our condolences and prayers go out to those families that have lost those ones. You know what I mean? All type of mass shootings. This shit is getting crazy. It's getting insane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I saw some documentary the other day, too, that briefly mentioned Dylan Roof. And like how, you know what I mean, he even came to that vibe of like shooting up that church. That shit was planned. That was all planned. That was coerced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why you didn't see the cops shoot him or nothing like that. First of all, in all of these cases, the cops have never shot one of these white people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Not one. I think they shot the Colorado dude, but in the leg. You know what I mean? Not shoot to kill. You know what I mean? Because They had to shoot him to like show some type of vibes. Why? Because he was shooting other white people. You understand what I'm saying? But if you had shot some person of color, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have been that type of approach. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all nasty. It's all nasty. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's all I got.
Yeah,
that's all I got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What else we tapping into? What's happening? You got some news. First black male, Boston.
Yeah, shout out to Kim Janey becoming the first woman and first black person, first black mayor of Boston. Yeah, I'm saying I was reading a little bit, like, whoever the previous mayor was, he had went into another position
So she got automatically got the job. So she gonna be there for the next 7 months until the mayoral election in Boston. So that's great. Great for her. Shout out to Kim Janey, you know what I mean? Hopefully she gets reelected. If she's ill, I don't know nothing about it, so but I'm just gonna go ahead and assume she's fit for the job.
Yeah.
And she's a good hearted person, you know what I mean? Also the United Negro College Fund elected its first black board chair, Milton H. Jones Jr. And this actually blew my mind. This happened a few weeks ago. It blew my mind that the United Negro College Fund elected its first black person as its chairman of the board.
Yeah.
I was stunned. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that kind of fucked me up for a minute. Like, what? Yeah. Like, this shit been around for 70 years.
Yeah.
And you ain't never had one black person, like, be the chairman of the board? Like, the CEO of the UNCF is black, but the chairman of the board has never been a black person? It's crazy to me. It's just all been white people. It's insane. I ain't gonna lie. That was crazy. Then I was, like, thinking, like, goddamn, like, how many other, like, you know, historically black institutions or organizations is not run or don't have black people at the head of certain things within the business? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, god damn. Like,
well, NAACP got, like, I feel like I read something before, like, a while ago that had something like that. Like, there's a lot of white people on that board as well.
Right.
Which is an issue. But carry on.
No, but shout out to them. But I was thinking, like, how do you just fill out black firsts? You know what I mean? Whenever a black person becomes the first of anything, like, is on one hand, like, yeah, I celebrate that for sure. It's an achievement, but it's like I feel weird about it though. It's like it's still taking us this far.
It's 2021,
and we still now seeing firsts.
Yeah,
it's like what?
Yeah.
But I guess like I understandably so, because we ain't had shit for so long. They ain't let us get in these positions for mad long. So it's gonna happen at some point. But it's like God, it's just like a reminder. Like god damn, like we just now getting to this point.
I think we're gonna be first for a long, very, very long time.
Of course.
Like, a first black man or woman will not own an NFL team until 2040. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the NFL team, I don't
know. Yeah, well, like, or maybe never. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things, I'm talking about, like, complete ownership. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about percentage, like 2% of these, you know what I mean? I'm talking about majority ownership.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just not going to happen.
Nah, they don't even want to hire a black coach. They have a hard time hiring a black coach.
Right.
It's like, come on.
NBA too, though. Like, we could talk about that another time too. Like,
owners.
Yeah, no, not owners, just coaches.
Oh, coaches?
But even owners, though, like, who owns NBA teams besides what? Michael Jordan.
Only Mike is the only majority
owner.
On the NBA.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's going to take some time, I guess, you know?
For sure.
I know for sure in the MLB that it's been several black owners, right? Like, Magic Johnson was a black owner of L.A. Dodgers.
Dodgers, yeah.
LeBron is of the Red Sox now, or is he, like, not majority ownership?
Majority, no.
Oh, he's not majority.
No, he's not majority.
He's, like, some percentage.
Yeah, but, yeah, he's part of the group, though.
Part of the group.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I never know LeBron. How you felt about that? Because I ain't know about that, like, LeBron, like, baseball, even.
LeBron has been a... See, here's the thing about LeBron, right?
Okay.
LeBron is a fraud sports fan, right? He's a fan of sports, but as far as like teams are concerned, he's a fan. He's just a fan of like his team loyalty.
Yeah, it's just all everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, so he's a bit of a fraud.
Yeah,
but like he loves sports though. You know what I mean, so LeBron was seen wearing a Yankee hat one time. Then when he was in Cleveland, he was fucking with the Indians. You know what I mean, now he was a Dodgers fan probably now in L.A. I mean, now he's on an ownership group for the Boston Red Sox. I mean, it is what it is. But LeBron, but at some point though, like he said a few weeks ago, like he gonna own a team in the league. Yeah, I mean, the NBA, like he will be a majority owner of an NBA organization, no question. Because I mean, that nigga a Billy.
Yeah,
he already a Billy. You know
already
what I'm
a
saying?
Billy.
Like, so he gonna get there. This is a matter of time. But I hope we get some more before him. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we need.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on, what we doing?
I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I can't put nothing past these people, man. These people don't want to see us shine for real on that real talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't.
Let me see. Have you been tuning into this Derek Johnson shit? We can tap into that real quick.
All right, so I haven't heard the name Derek Jackson before this week.
Me either.
I had no idea who this man was.
I said Johnson or Jackson?
You said Johnson.
My bad.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was, what he did. And then all of a sudden it happened, because I guess he's like some kind of relationship advice person.
1 million followers, too, on socials. I did not, never heard of this nigga in my life.
And then he like, he cheated on his wife.
Yes.
So that was a thing.
Yes.
I didn't watch the video that he put. I'm like, I don't know you, so I'm not going to watch what you say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I just know it was going around. It was going around town a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, yo, like you telling us what to do, but you fucking up in your own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is why, by the way, I'm very strong on all these niggas is frauds.
Yeah.
You don't believe anybody who makes a career out of giving advice. That's why I don't like it. They're all frauds. I don't like any professional motivators or advice givers.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Because you're not perfect.
So who you like handing advice from?
Nobody.
You're lying.
No, no, nobody.
No, I
thought you were talking about from people
like. Oh, okay, like, nah, I'm just talking about
they
people.
They got platforms.
Nah,
shit.
I'm talking about people.
You know what I'm saying? People even, I could, niggas in my circle or whatever.
But,
you
even,
know what
but even people that got platforms, would you not like, do you don't think those advice be kind of like helping niggas sometimes?
I'm sure
like,
they help somebody.
Yeah, like.
I just don't want to hear it.
So you don't want
to. I'm not listening.
Okay, I understand.
I'm not listening. But not, for, I'm talking about from people who might make the careers out of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like them.
Yes, them.
I don't like them.
Okay, that's cool. But I'm talking about, like, say, like, a fucking Rick Ross might say something that's, like, very. He's not giving you advice per se. He's not paying. He's not being paid for the advice. But he's like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Black people, blah, 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 blah. How do you feel about that?
I mean, he can say what he wants.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I'm not saying don't ever give advice to anybody. I mean, because
I'm saying you personally, you don't want to hear advice from nobody.
It's not gonna do nothing for me,
right?
From Rick Ross or somebody like I'm him. Like, oh, that's fly.
Okay,
but I'm not saying I'm necessarily gonna like apply it to my own journey, or whatever. But like, I know this shit helps. But for the professionals though, they're all frauds.
Yeah, they're all frauds.
They're all frauds. So this guy right here, like, of course he was a fraud. I don't even know how we got the platform. I don't know when he started.
But I don't know nothing about this dude. I just know he came for like a couple of people. Gilly the King, fucking Duval, Charlemagne.
He came for them?
Yeah, like, I guess like they probably cheated in their marriage or something. But Gilly the King had, not cheated, but he had said something about something. And he had came for him, read him to filth, if you will. And then everybody just came back for him like, ah, like, look at you. You know what I'm saying? You was a hypocrite the whole time.
Yes.
I don't know, man. The video was very disturbing. I didn't watch it. I saw a bit of it, like the clips, obviously. It was disturbing though, because I didn't like the way he was grabbing his wife's hand. You know what I'm saying? The shit was weird. She was looking tore up. You know what I'm saying? I love black women, but like, you know what I'm saying? What, like, I don't know why he put her in that light. Because you know the internet is going to be some craziness. You know what I mean? I just didn't think that was the right move. And I felt like he did that shit kind of purposefully. Like, yo, look, like, I cheated on this. You know what I'm saying?
He wanted to show that, like, all right, even though, like,
I fucked up,
we still here. She's still by my side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We hand in hand. We ain't
but
going
also
nowhere.
Also that she not a 10. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I might have stepped out. I feel like that's why he did that.
That's what you thought he was saying?
Nah, that's not what he's saying, but that's what he did. Like, cause like, why would you? I would never like have my wife. First of all, I'm not gonna have. If I cheated on my wife, I'm not gonna have my wife right next to me while I just display what the vibes is. I'm gonna say it cause it's me. It's about me, so I'm gonna say it for me. Not about my wife. He never showed his wife. He never did this. He never did that. So why would you do that shit now and then portray her in that light?
Mm-hmm.
That's weak. You understand what I'm saying? Cause she was looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie to niggas. She was looking crazy. And I'm all for like the natural looks, the natural vibes. I'm here for that. You know what I'm saying? But like, she was looking crazy, bro. She made another video. She said, I'm gonna stand with God. I saw this on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm staying with God. I got the helmet of salvation or some bullshit I've heard.
That was hilarious.
So you saw it?
I saw that part, yeah.
I was like, wait, huh? Like, well, like.
Her
I was like,
bonnet is a helmet of salvation.
But yeah, I was like, sit down, man. Relax. Come on, sit down.
Don't know what that means.
I ain't know what that mean. I ain't know what she was saying that for. I
have no idea what that is.
I ain't know what she was saying it for. I'm like, yo, we don't want to hear from you.
These niggas is clowns, B.
Oh, deal.
These niggas is clowns, B.
Corny.
I guess I'm talking about, like, what we doing here? Now y'all doing this shit, now I just believe it's staged. Because what we doing here?
It might be staged.
That's why you can't buy into these random niggas that just do this shit. Like, I don't understand, like.
Yeah.
All these niggas just clowns and frauds.
That's another thing, too, with podcasting, too. Like, a lot of niggas be doing these podcasts and shit. Like, I'm about tired of you niggas just starting podcasts and just not being good. don't start a podcast and think you gonna get into this type of shit. Cause that's another thing that just ties into, in my head at least, it ties into like people just starting podcasts thinking they could just talk and shit. Mm-hmm. Cause that's probably what he did. You know what I'm saying? He was giving women sound advice. You know what I mean? Quote unquote. I'm putting quote unquote in the air. You know what I mean? Giving women sound advice. And, you know, and meanwhile, he's being a hypocrite. He's being a dud. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of you podcasters think y'all could just give this type of vibe, give this type of conversation. But then when we listen to y'all shit slow. I'm tired of all that shit. And mainly who do that shit is celebs.
Yeah, because they already have a platform.
They
gonna have a million listeners off top.
I hate that.
Let me
though,
just
bro.
Start talking to niggas.
I hate that, bro. Did you know Jill Scott? Love Jill Scott. Let's not kill her. Did you know she has a podcast?
I did not know that.
She has a podcast.
Wow. Okay.
Pharrell, which we did know,
yeah,
has a podcast.
Yeah,
and I love Pharrell. I thought it was gonna be great, but I don't want it. I don't know. I ain't know if I want it. I thought I wanted to hear from these guys. Khaled, though, by the way, has a great podcast.
Shout out to Khaled.
I'm actually entertained by his podcast. Shout out to Khaled. But everybody else, like, God damn, bro. And that's what I was saying. Well, I felt like we had this conversation a long time ago. I think when Najee was here, when Scoot was here, I said, like, yo, do any of y'all niggas feel a way that these celebrities are fucking creating pods? Because to me, like, it ruins it for us.
Oh, for sure.
Like, there's no room for us to, like, get to that type of plateau. Like, why would I go to And Live in Black when Other Tone gets these type of listeners?
Yeah.
Even though they're not as good as us.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's upsetting. Like, that's why I was like, I just saw it unfold because I seen it coming. But now I've just seen it unfold and it's getting insane. I saw Joe Budden talk about that shit. He said a lot of these celebs starting podcasts. But I'm like, damn, Joe, you kind of a hypocrite, nigga, because you kind of put niggas on a podcast that are already celebs, that already have platforms. Charlamagne, the same thing. I just don't understand. You can't, that's not how you do it. I feel like you should give normal people a chance that has great content. Let's just not get it twisted. Like,
yeah.
Not everybody that has a podcast that's normal has a good pod. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? But it's like, God damn, like, I'm just confused on how this works. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's not. Yeah, as more and more celebs and people who already have huge followings get podcasts, the opportunity for growth in this business is dwindling. You know what I mean? Because, like, y'all niggas skyrocket to the top of the charts. As soon as you decide to make one, you know what I mean? Everybody wants to hear what you got to say, you know what I mean? Because you got mad fans and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just a super, like, crowded space right now in this podcast world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like just mad niggas. Like, everybody has one, for sure. Everybody has one.
And it's quite annoying, is what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? One, man. It's quite annoying.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It's a lot. Niggas like talking. You know what I'm saying? This talk space is crowded. You know what I mean? Niggas like to talk.
I don't mind that shit, but at least gotta be a good pod, though. You feel what I'm saying? At least gotta be a good pod. And the people that's getting opportunities should be normal people. You know what I'm saying? Instead of it being a celeb that already has 2 million followers, 3 million followers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's annoying.
Yeah, for
sure. You know what I mean? That's already and you're paying them. At that, you know what I'm saying? That's just weak sauce.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways, damn, I'm about to tap into something.
Oh no. Derrick Jackson?
No, fuck that nigga. Oh man, I was about to tap into something. I was about to go here.
No, we're talking about cheating.
Cheating, Derrick Jackson. Oh, Joe Budden podcast. Did you listen to this? Did you?
I saw what's happening.
Oh, okay,
I didn't hear
any episode,
but I saw like his clip of him explaining like the little 2 minute clip of like what happened to Mole and Rory and all that.
No, let's talk about it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so talk about what you want to talk about.
I just want to know how you personally feel as a Joe Budden podcast listener, because this is not one of these podcasts that we can't shout out other podcasts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially even if they got a platform already, it ain't the craziest thing in the world just to say something about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been fluctuated a little bit in the news and shit like that a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to know how you feel about that whole situation.
I feel that, you know,
I respect the fact that they want to, at least that it seems they want to prioritize their friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And not let that just absolutely crumble because of the podcast and the business and everything that comes with it. Because, I mean, they've been pretty open about, you know, their friendship is not nearly the same over the years because the podcast has just gotten in the way of things, right? So that they don't hang out. The only time they see each other is when they record. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I like that. I think that's pretty mature and adult for all three of them or four of them to do. You know what I'm saying? So if Rory and Moore felt like they had to step away before this shit just goes bad for a minute, step away. You know what I mean? And hopefully, like, during that time away, everybody, I mean, handles shit how it's supposed to be handled, and they could talk about things and try to get their personal relationship back on the right track. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, I think the way Joe handled it on the pod was commendable, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't shit on his niggas, you know what I mean? He said whatever he felt like he needed to say to explain to his listeners what was going on. You know what I'm saying? And that was it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? For those that don't know, the Joe Budden podcast, Rory, which is a white dude, apparently, you know, was having a little ah-ah with Joe back and forth, you know what I mean, throughout the couple of weeks. I mean, I've been seeing it, and it's been a little weird watching it. I can't lie.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's been uncomfortable.
Very much so.
And that's another reason I feel like they had to step away, because, like, as a listener, as a watcher, it's like, I don't really want to see that, to
yeah,
be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yo, like, is y'all good or not?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems real, and it was.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. And, yeah, it was weird. It was weak. You know what I mean? Rory, of course, always want to show his self. So, like, you know, said, like, yo, you want to fight? You know what I mean? Joe was like, no, I don't fight my friends. And Rory's like, what if you're not friends? But he said that multiple times. Mm-hmm. It just got annoying. You know what I'm saying? So I like that Joe told him, like, yo, take some time off. But apparently, Mo was told Joe, who are you to tell Rory to take some time off? Mm-hmm. That didn't go well, as I would definitely assume anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I just don't see. And then Parks kind of hinted, you didn't listen to the episode, but Parks kind of hinted that, like, Joe kind of, like, hit under the belt a little bit for more. You know what I mean? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He said he has a tent. Like, Parks said that, yo, like, Joe, you kind of could. You know how to get under somebody. You know what I mean? You know how to get that vibe for somebody, you know what I mean? Fucked them up a little bit. And, but I just thought, like, you know what I mean? Everybody was a little bit out of place. Like, everybody was a little out of pocket. Mm. You know what I mean? Obviously, Joe's the boss. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Nobody want to hear Rory and Joe always argue over every damn time and be argumentative. No. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it ain't coming from, like, a place of, like, love. It's weak. And I don't know. That moral situation. But hopefully, yeah, like you said, like, hopefully they come back, man, because I just, and then everybody getting like a kick and a laugh out of that shit. I don't find none of this shit funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I find it more so like, damn. You know what I mean? Because they friends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, like, I kind of wish we could have just remained friends. Like, if the pod just didn't work out, cool. You should have kind of like communicated that, and then that's it. We'll move on from there, and then, you know what I mean? Move accordingly. Hey, man. I related to that Joe shit, that Joe situation. You know what I'm saying? We obviously had a co-host here. You know what I'm saying? And we was boys, I felt like. You know what I mean? We might as well get into it. It's the last show, is what I'm saying.
All right, go ahead.
You know what I mean? We was boys, is what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right or wrong?
Correct.
All right. We was boys. So I feel, okay, you would let us know if there was some type of other vibes. You know what I'm saying? If you felt a way, discuss that you feel a way, and then we'll move on accordingly. If you want to proceed with the pod, then you proceed with the pod. If you didn't, you didn't, but we remained boys. True or not?
All it needed was a simple conversation.
Simple conversation, simple communication.
It seemed like it was misunderstanding. Could have been cleared up in 2.5.
2.5 seconds.
We would have continued as grown men. The case may be.
As grown men.
But you know.
It's hard for men to communicate to each other. I'm not sure why.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
And like you like people probably be like, oh well, why you didn't hit him up? Or like why you didn't talk to him and shit like that. No.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Well like
sorry.
You don't do that if you're like what? If you what if you're in the wrong? Would you do it?
Oh, if I'm in the wrong for sure. Yes. If I'm in the wrong for sure.
Yes, but if you're not in the wrong.
But like I'm not in the, I wasn't in the wrong and I just didn't understand why things went down how it went down.
Exactly.
So guess what? I'm not gonna fucking ask go and chase niggas and be no. like, yo, what's up with you?
Yeah, yeah.
You already handled it how you handled it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So at this point it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, okay, cause a couple people ask, like, you know what I mean? What happened with that? I got quite a few DMs. Listen, it is what it is. Hey, you hearing it right now. That's what I'm saying to you. Like, we don't know. We not sure. You understand what I'm saying? Like we said before, we not sure. We don't know. You understand what I'm saying? For the most part, we didn't hear it from the camel's mouth. Is that the saying?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Horses.
Horse's mouth.
Horses.
Maybe a horse.
It could be a camel.
Can't be
camel.
Okay.
Whatever camel, animal, horse, whatever you want to put in
whatever
there.
Whatever you want to do.
Insert said animal here.
Yes. And I just don't like that. You know what I mean? Like that miscommunication. It's communication that where like men should just like have amongst each other. That was missing. So I get Joe completely, you know what I mean, trying to like not even like, all right, let me talk about it, but let me not fuck up this friendship as well.
Of course.
You understand what I'm saying?
Of course. And my fault.
Go ahead, bro.
And I think like when you said earlier, people was just like making light out of it and joking about it and laughing because people love a fall off. You know what I'm saying? They love to see when the niggas who've been at the top of the game just completely just start falling off and going to decline. You know what I mean? Yeah, like yeah. Niggas love to see the niggas fail. I mean, cause that's like aha, like you couldn't you're not the best no more. You know what I mean? You're not ill. Niggas took your spot type shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think people have probably been feeling that for a while towards the Joe Budden podcast. So to now see them kind of you know have these personal problems out in the public and it seemed like they might implode. It's like yeah. Like this wild. I was praying for this shit.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
I was praying for the downfall.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
mean?
What so, that was. That's
and that's what happens all the time. Like niggas don't like sustained greatness.
No, they don't.
You know what I'm
they
saying?
Don't.
And I love sustained. I'm like, if you could be great for the rest of your life,
yeah.
Why would
do
I
it.
Do like? Come on, like I like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I told you before I could have watched the Warriors and Cavs play in the finals for 10 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get tired of it. You know what I mean? Niggas is great.
Yeah.
I don't want to see great players not be great no more.
Yeah.
Like I get that bothered me. Like damn, like he not what he was once was. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't do it.
Yeah.
But if these niggas was doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like why would I want them to not? You know what I mean? So, but you know, people just that's just human nature.
Yeah, they like the negative vibes.
Yeah, that's just human nature.
Negativity.
You know what I mean? Pray on that shit.
Pray on that.
That's what it is, though.
It's disgusting out here, bro.
Facts. Facts.
What else you got? Sports. You want to talk about sports? You might talk about the fuck we want to talk about here right now. Last episode.
Before we get into sports, I wanted to bring something up to you just real quick. I usually wouldn't talk about like these kind of celeb things, but this one was just so stupid to me. I had to bring it up. So early, I don't know if you saw this, but early in the week, I think maybe last week, Kylie Jenner.
Oh, this came across my radar.
Her makeup artist.
Yeah.
Got into a really bad car accident, I think, right?
Right.
And which, like, he needed surgery for it or whatever the case.
How much was it? Like, 50?
It was $60,000, right? $60,000, right? So Kylie Jenner goes on her social media and says, yo, my makeup artist got into an accident. The surgery is $60,000.
Yeah.
I'm putting up $5,000 myself. I'm asking you, my loyal fans, to donate the rest of the 55 stacks to his cause.
Yeah.
Now, Kylie Jenner, let me just explain something to you. I'm not saying Kylie Jenner had to pay for the whole thing she didn't want
1,000%,
to. 1,000%. Do whatever you want, but your bread.
Right.
But when you're Kylie Jenner and you're a billionaire.
Yeah.
For you to go on social media.
And ask your poor
and
fans.
And ask your fans.
That's poor.
You know what I'm saying? To put up $55,000 for your makeup artist.
Yo.
Because you know why? Because y'all are so invested in me.
Yeah.
So you should be invested in him.
Him.
Because he plays a large part into how I look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he is me.
Yeah.
So, like, because you love me, you should love him too. So you put up the bread to help him so he get back on his feet and we can get back on what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's because Jenna and, like, fucking influence little girls around the road and shit. Kylie Jenner. You look like a fucking clown. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yep.
You have a Billy.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand. Like, why do people, like, not use common sense?
I don't even know why she put that public.
You don't know how it's going to look?
Yeah, I don't know why she did that.
I was blown away by that. Like, niggas is really dumb out here.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I still get surprised by, like, how dumb people are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what? Why would you think that's a good idea, bro?
I definitely had a discussion with this a person about this the other day, too. Yo. But she went the other way. She was like, why do people feel like Kylie Jenner is supposed to give her money off? And I was like, nigga, it's not to say that people feel that way, but why are you gonna ask your broke fans that fans that don't have nearly close to the amount of money you got to put up an extra $55,000 for somebody that's your man's? Not like no cause, you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm just confused. I'm like, what the wait. I said, bro, $60,000 is $6 to this girl here. It just doesn't even make sense. I completely agree with you.
It's clown behavior.
It's asinine.
It just speaks to like the level of like arrogance and privilege,
yeah,
that one might have in her position.
1,000%.
The fact that like I have the resource. I could do it if I want.
Yeah.
But because I know my 100 million fans are so loyal to me,
and are invested
in me.
Yeah.
Y'all should care about whatever I care about. You know what I mean? So if I actually do something, you're gonna do it.
They paid for it too. They paid for it.
I'm sure they did. Of course they did. And she knew they would. Cause she knows she could get fucking 60,000 people to donate at least $1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So of course she's gonna get that bread in 2 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was just dumb to me. Like, I was like, I don't understand how you could just be this.
I ain't like that she put it in public. Like, if she had just said that shit amongst her friends or something, like, yo, help me, like, you know what I mean? I don't know, but I just feel like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Not if you have that much money. Honestly.
It was so dumb, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. Not if you have that much money. Like, I just don't think you should do that.
It's clown behavior.
It's very much clown behavior.
It's so dumb.
It's very much clown. Because $60,000 is a blink of an eye. You probably make $100,000 in your sleep, is what I'm saying to you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna make that back within hours.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm not sure why she thought that was okay, why she did that. But I agree with you. Everything you said. Completely.
Ridiculous.
Dickhead. Ridiculous. Sports, man. What's the vibes, nigga?
Closing is not done. My Lakers are on a free fall.
For sure. It's gone.
I need niggas to come back immediately.
The playoffs is done.
No, not playoffs, not done. But what I am afraid of, though, is I'm afraid, like, I don't know if AD is ready to come back, but I'm afraid they're going to rush him back. And that shit could go terribly.
Right.
You know what 100%. I'm saying? I'm frightened by that. Like, I don't, because if LeBron was there, AD wouldn't have came back into the playoffs. But now that they both gone, they say he's going to come back sometime this month or next month in April, early April. And I just hope he's ready.
I hope he's ready as well.
I hope he's ready, bro. Like, I ain't going to lie. Like,
you don't want to rush him back. Like, that's one thing you don't want to do.
I know he not 100%, but I hope, like, his ham, his calf, his Achilles is good enough so he could just rock out. I mean, limited minutes.
Yeah.
But damn, I'm concerned. I'm concerned for my boys, man. You know what I mean? Some concerns. It's not looking good. We fourth. I think we won last night, though. I didn't finish the game. I fell asleep on it, but I think we won last night against Cleveland. But it's not
looking good. You did.
We won?
You did.
All right, cool. We needed that. But yeah, I mean, it's getting sketchy out here, though. It's getting sketchy. You know what I'm saying? It's getting sketchy. James Harden, MVP. He said, yo, I'm MVP. I don't know
what you're talking about. I don't think he's MVP, though.
Said that shit.
Well, like, yeah, he has to be MVP now because everybody else is injured.
For real, though.
You know what I'm saying? Not KD, sorry. What's his nigga name? LeBron is injured. Joel Embiid is injured. Doesn't that sound crazy? LeBron is injured. Joel Embiid is injured. So, yeah, those are my MVPs. You know what I mean? Either Joel or LeBron. But, like, Harden deserves it, man. Yeah. Without Harden, I mean, shit. And that goes to show you, I ain't going to hold anyone.
Don't hold. Easy.
Harden is easily better than Kyrie by far.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie would never, ever make have the Nets in the playoffs.
Absolutely not.
Ever. In the East at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, ain't that crazy, though? And Kyrie's, like, somehow, like, one of these top point guards. I don't know. Never me, though. I never considered Kyrie one of those dudes. You know what I'm saying? I don't put him up there in the class of Dame Lillard, Westbrook's, and the Steph Curry's of the world at all. You know what I'm saying? Westbrook is going to get you to the playoffs. In his prime, he's going to get you to the playoffs. Dame Lillard, he's going to get you to the playoffs. Steph Curry, there's a case for that.
I mean,
Steph Curry changed the game.
Yeah, but Steph Curry has kept the Warriors afloat this entire season.
1,000. You know what I mean? Yeah,
he's out now. Now yeah. they're 10th.
Oh, yeah, they're 10th.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. That's
without, true. Without Steph, they're not a playoff team.
No hope. No hope.
So, like, it's about leadership. Like, yeah. Kyrie is not a natural born leader. Oh, you know what I mean? Kyrie is an all-time great talent. Like, one of the best things we ever seen with the Rock.
Yeah, with the handles.
But this nigga, he don't score.
Can't pass for shite.
No, he can't. But he don't care.
He don't see the floor like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he just don't lead niggas. Yeah. He don't motivate his people.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Niggas don't, he don't galvanize the squad.
Nah.
So, like, niggas don't want to get up and play with Kyrie.
He's actually quite annoying.
And he's annoying, by the way. He's also annoying.
Yeah, the press conference, he said, I like his message, but I just don't like the way he be just talking to
I told you, he likes the sound of his own voice.
Yeah.
I told you that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what Kyrie
tell.
Is.
You can tell.
That's what Kyrie is.
And the way he talks, it kind of like, it's like, he's kind of like shy to say it, but then say it anyway. He one of them niggas. I know what type of nigga Kyrie is, and I just don't like it. So like, I know if I was like to ever like even, you know what I mean? I don't like that.
The problem with Kyrie thinks he's the smartest person in the room at all times.
Yeah.
Like he talks like just like so like demeaning to niggas.
Yeah.
You know I mean,
right.
Like niggas not on his waist.
Yeah,
like,
very. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know
he talks
saying?
Like very demeaning.
It's like, dog, like why are you talking to me like that?
Yeah,
you know
relax
like,
your tone, nigga.
Like he got all the knowledge in the world.
Yeah,
and shit.
Relax
and
your
he
tone,
really
nigga.
Want to throw it out there. Like,
yeah, I hate niggas that got that tone.
I hate niggas like that.
I hate niggas that got that tone too.
Facts.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, a couple of queries talk like that too, but I don't want to name no names.
Is he in Aquarius? No, he's not.
Wait, he might be actually.
I have no idea.
He actually might be. If he's in Aquarius, that's actually hilarious and explained.
I think his birthday was recently.
Oh, it was recently. That's Pisces though.
Yeah, I think he's a Pisces actually. Yeah, I don't think he's Aquarius.
Okay. Yeah, March 23rd. What's that? I don't know if it's an Aries. Let's look what that is.
I don't know.
Let's look what that is. I'm looking it up. Yeah, he's an Aries.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I can't really speak on Aries like that.
All right.
I can't really speak on that. But if he was in Aquarius, that shit would have made mad sense. I'm not even going to lie. Because Aquarius just always think they know some bullshit when they don't know bullshit. And if you listen to this, you know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, yikes.
Because I tell you about it. I tell people about themselves.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Taurus do the same shit.
Say their name.
No, never. We don't do that out here.
Last episode, let's go with a bang.
No, we don't go out with a bang.
Damn.
You rapping was a bang, on God. You might have made us platinum on that one. You might have took us to the next level, man. That's before funny. We get you know, that was the last episode you want to bring out the tricks there. Like,
yeah, I know, right?
They going to rap now.
It wasn't planned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't planned. Shimmy, shit. John C's might have. But like, nah, yeah, man, we... It's the last episode here, man. We appreciate you guys, of course, for listening, for tuning in. It's not the last official episode. Let's not say nothing like that. We're not talking crazy here. You know what I mean? You're going to see us on Living Black, our socials. Follow us at JD The Opinionated, at JSaint _ for Jabari. You know what I mean? We're going to release some new drops. You know what I mean? We're going to see what the vibes is going to get into. We're going to tap in. We're going to tap in with the culture. You know what I mean? We're going to go exploring. Like, I might go to D.C.
You should.
In April.
You should. You know
what I'm saying? On some random shit. You know what I mean? Then I'm going to go to Portland. Say nah.
Well, you should, though.
You know what I mean? Go to Portland. I'm just going to do these things because I'm just going to be out of here.
I'm in Dallas. I'm in Dallas in April.
Dallas in April?
It's 80 degrees right now. How can I not?
So what you going? What you doing in Dallas?
Kicking it.
Okay, kicking it. All right.
As I do, just
eat
it.
Good eats.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Good eats.
Sure. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
All
right. All right. That's how we're going to end this pod, man. We're going to get the hell out of here, man. Unless you got anything else. Mm-hmm. Have you been watching a tournament?
Who?
Tournament. The NCAA?
Yeah. I've kept up a little bit. I kept up a little bit.
I mean, I'm anybody you rooting for?
No, not at all.
Nah,
I don't have a dog in a race. Don't fight.
Nah, nobody.
Tar Heels is
out
now. So
yeah, a long time ago.
Is Syracuse still in?
I think Syracuse still in.
I'm going for Syracuse. I'll go play today. Any New York school.
Yeah.
I'm going for Jim Boeheim and Syracuse. You know what I'm saying?
I think they played early. I'm not sure if they won or lost. You know what I mean? Might have to check the ESPN app for that one right there because I'm not sure. But I have been tuned in. I've been tuned in heavy. How you felt about the trade deadlines?
I think
in the NBA.
I think the Bulls are in great position.
Oh my God, bro!
The Bulls are I love what they did.
We in the playoffs. Zach LaVine, I see you.
Zach Vucevic.
Who else they got? Marketing still there, right?
Marketing still there.
Ooh,
nah, Bulls. Bulls. I like what I love.
Bro, wow. No, that's a team.
No, it's
a Kobe White. A good player too.
Tar Heel. Yeah, they're in a good position.
Great position. They good just position. Need a little bit more of a bench.
Yeah,
and they're in a position to succeed.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah,
like we gonna make the playoffs this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be a tough out too. By the way.
Yeah, I think so.
It's gonna be a tough out.
I think like, so because
they gonna give a nigga problems.
Oh yeah, because Zach LaVine's gonna give you 30, and Vucevic could give you 30 and 15.
Yeah,
lightly too.
Yeah,
and Markkanen is probably gonna put in that nice 20-25 piece. You build that shit just those three. I mean, it's Kobe White could give you 15 and 8. Assist.
They got a good future.
They got a good future right here.
They got a good future.
I'm here with the Bulls. We here, y'all. We here.
I wouldn't even be surprised if they upset in the first round, whoever they face. I ain't going to lie.
I ain't lying either. I'm with you on that. If they don't play the Nets, at least.
Yeah,
let's not play the Nets, is what I'm saying.
Can't play
the Knicks, too, because the Knicks can't play the Nets.
No, but I want to see that, though. I ain't going to lie. I want to see Knicks and Nets first round. That'd just be great
first
for
first round, though? No.
Just for New York.
No, go to second round. Because they don't want to get, you don't want to see the Knicks just bump out first round.
I don't, but I think, but just for the Knicks and Nets,
it's play gonna be special. I
want just for New York. I agree with you.
But like, where's Knicks at? I think fourth.
Are they fourth right now?
I think they're fourth. Let's check this. I'm here with you.
Fourth right now. Love how the Knicks been playing, man. It's exciting in the city. You know what I mean?
Let me see. Hold up. Let me check.
Where the Knicks at? No, they won other night.
Where the fuck is the NBA at? That's why I'll be trying. I can't be finding apps nowadays.
No,
you know, Jokovic could be MVP too, though. We ain't talking about that.
He can.
Could be MVP.
He won't, but he can.
Oh, wow. There you go. Yeah. The Knicks is fifth spot right now. So if the playoffs was to start today, they'll play the Hornets.
Okay.
And they could beat the Hornets.
Yeah, and without ball,
yeah,
they could beat the Hornets.
But don't play Terry Rozier.
Yeah, but
they got some boys out there. Hayward.
Yeah, I got the Knicks in that one, though. I do.
I got the Knicks, too. Probably in seven.
I got the Knicks.
So if that was the case, damn. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. The Nets might have a time if the playoffs are starting now. I ain't going to lie. Because playing Celtics in the playoffs might be something.
Nets and Celtics first round?
Mm.
And Boston just got Evan Fournier, too, right?
But I don't like that at all. I ain't like it.
Because he not where he going to fit
what,
in
what,
at?
What position?
You know what I'm saying?
Jaylen Brown's a shooting guard, is he not? And Tatum is a small forward, so I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hard time fitting him in. Like, he's not going to get no
burn. Celtics hasn't been making great moves as of recently.
No.
Yeah, I mean, trading Tice, I'm not sure what that was either.
That was interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And Tice is not the greatest, but he could spread the floor. That's what it is.
He's productive.
Productive, exactly. The Heat's eighth spot. It's a tough out for Philly.
Mm.
See, Chicago's in 10th spot. We in the play-in. I'm into the Chicago getting there, but somebody gonna get bumped out. I ain't gonna lie, somebody gonna get bumped out. The East looking too good, bro.
It's exciting.
Cause you got the this is 7-11.
Okay.
You got the Celtics, the Heat, the Pacers, the Chicago Bulls, and Toronto Raptors.
Hmm.
That's super tough right there. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah,
that's just tough. That's like who you want to bump out. Yeah. I mean, the Hawks is sixth spot. I'm actually shocked at that.
They've been playing great.
Yeah, since they want to fire the homeboy, right?
Yeah,
I don't understand that either. I don't like that.
I mean, shit. But Nate McMillan is just been got. They got him. He got him on the right path. I don't know.
Maybe he's always been a great coach. But then always seems to get fired.
Nate McMillan?
Yeah, even in a winning season, he'll get fired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that's about.
You know how that goes.
But yeah.
Speaking of the Hawks.
What?
Fucking Rondo for Lou Williams.
Oh, yeah. That was a great. You know, yeah, I like what Skip Bailey said. He said that was their plan all along right there.
Mm.
Rondo wanted his money,
mm-hmm.
so he had to go because they couldn't pay him right away.
Yeah.
So he had to go, let me just go. Get this quick money. Hawks won't pick me up. Sure, I'll go. Fact. You know what I'm saying? And then if you want me, trade for me. That's it. Because he wasn't even playing on the Hawks. I forgot Rondo was on the Hawks.
Me too.
But I forgot he was on the Hawks. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh shit, yeah, Rondo.
I respect it.
Yeah, I mean,
I like it.
Play the game.
As you should.
That's gonna make the West a little difficult for you, bro.
Oh no, it's gonna be difficult.
It's gonna be difficult.
This might be your hardest championship yet.
Yeah, and we ain't make not one move. The team that we need to make the move out of anybody, and we ain't make move.
I think because you're waiting for the buyout market. LaMarcus Aldridge, Drummond.
Yeah, we can still pick up Drummond if you want.
I think you should pick up LaMarcus.
I heard he going to somebody else though. LA. Somebody got his eyes on LA.
Who's that?
I forgot what team they said.
Heat. No, not Heat.
I forgot what team they said. It might have been Heat. I don't know.
He's looking for everybody, though.
Yeah, I think somebody's going to pick up LA, but we should get Drummond or something. Fuck, pick up somebody.
I think you.
What are you talking about?
You guys definitely need LA. Like,
pick up somebody, nigga.
I'm paying LA whatever he needs right now because you need him, honestly. Like, you need scoring. Like, you need at least somebody that's going to give you a 20 piece at least.
Desperately.
That's really bad. I don't think Drummond's going to do that for you. You know what I'm saying? He'll give you 15 rebounds lightly.
He might give us 30 rebounds.
Yeah, shit. Lightly.
But he needs scoring, bro.
Yeah, needs scoring. It's looking rough for y'all.
Yeah.
It's not good. We're getting the hell out of here, man. In Living Black, episode
163.
And this is the last episode, like we said, probably until, you know what I mean, see what happens, 3 months. You know what I mean? We might see us back in midsummer form. We're going to have some stories for y'all. Some vibes. We might have some more, some new co-hosts that, you know what I mean, are good people. Why you laughing? Not to say that our, you know what I mean, wasn't a good person.
Of course.
But it was just whack. Keep it honest.
It was whack.
How we doing this?
How we doing?
What are we getting out to?
I don't know.
I was in a Kanye mood. Let's play Kanye, man.
You in a Kanye mood?
I was in a Kanye mood, man. I was playing Kanye and while I was in the gym today.
You went to old Kanye?
I went to old Kanye. Let's play some Kanye shit. What shit hit me? What shit hit me today?
What was you doing?
What shit hit me today? Ooh.
I like old Kanye mood. I'm always here for that.
You know what? Okay, yeah, classic.
You might think you've peeped the scene. All
right.
You haven't. The real one's
fine. We go classic.
All
right. And Living Black, man. AndLivingBlack.com. Episode 163. Oh, shout out to Aunt Kim by Aunt Kim. I'm wearing this shit right now. You know the vibes. Thank you. Get that code, man. 10% off. If you type in it, Living Black, man, go get that.
Big fat
we love ya.
Can we get much higher?
So high.
Fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy will I go. That's me, the first year that I blow. How you say broken Spanish, me no I blow. Me drown sorrow in that Diablo. Me found bravery in my bravado. DJs need to listen to the models. You ain't got no fucking Yeezy.
You ain't got no Yeezy, nigga.